It's in the Shin Chav Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. What does the Mechaber say? HaMechatech HaYerek Dak Dak Chayev Mishum Tochet. Okay. We saw, as the Chazon Ish puts it, it's against three leniencies. Not the leniency of Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin. No, he doesn't mention the leniency of the altar. Even though in Beis Yosef he quotes all the leniencies, but Shulchan Aruch, he left them all out. Ramah, the Adin, the also lachto grogus v'charuva lifnei zkenim. We know that's a Tosefta. This we know. Davka peres v'chadomel is also. Avamutu lefar lechol lifnei hatanagolim. The whole of the farnitchanin lochosh tein tocha nachatocha, which we'll get to a little bit later on. Then he quotes the Rashba. Chozel omar al bechodech v'manecha v'lochol miyad hakol shari. Midi the Havia Borer, the famous Rashba, Shumas Rashba. Let's take a look at both sides in the Bir Halacha. Lifnei Zkenim. Ayin Mogan Avram, Shekos of the Mashma the Lifnei Misha Yochol the Los. Okay, Shari. Remember the lashon of the. This is from the Tosefta. Why did they mention Zkenim? Why Zkenim? What was Zkenim Tzirim? What's the guy's bar mitzvah? There's no difference if he's older or if he's young. We don't believe in ageism. What's going on over here? Ageism, age discrimination. We have a federal lawsuit. The answer is, Nebuch, their teeth don't work so well. They can't chew. That's why I mentioned skating. So for someone who has teeth and can chew, it should be mutter. And he has daiti, ein dvar mukhrochim. He wants to argue with the Magen Avraham. The nachal lifnei skating, mishum, urcha de milsa. Shem einem yichom lecholim lo yachtum dachtag. Yes, it's true. They can't eat it unless you cut up in small pieces. Aval yolam bedavah shum mishum gidule karka. Shaykh Botchina Bechol Gavni. Enochan Arab Yossi, even if it were the Fnei Tzirim. Vechein Nirim Midivri Agrabi Bayuro. Shekosa Bekordivri Arash Bedulial Tashorim Mehod Yiso. Eim Araskin Loas HaShachas Loas HaKaruvan the Fnei Abahema Mishim Mitrich Ba'ochlam. Masha Dila Vochi. And they view Mitrich Ba'ochlam as a separate violation against the Rambam. Separate violation, nothing to do with Tochein. Dila Vochi Shari. Hayin Mishim. The Mari Bala Ochlo Lialter. Against the Magen Avraham. Against the Magen Avraham. Fine. By the way, you see clearly from this whole discussion in the Bir Halacha, he's assuming the Magen Avraham is talking about is referring to a case, it's Sivkot Yadalit, is referring to a case that we call Liachas Man. We should see the Magen Avraham inside, and we should see it. Because the Chazon Ish disagrees and claims no. He claims that the Magen Avraham is talking Lialter. Very upshot. So we are assuming that the Balochas are in fact correct, that the Magen Avraham is referring to a case of Liachas Man. It's clear in the Balocha. Chazon Ish wants to argue with him, and I thought that the Rov Poskim can assume that the Mishnah Berurah is in fact correct. So this is the Magen Avraham, I both say, in Sivkot and Yudalit. Also lachtok, right over here, right? The Ramah, also lachtok from the Grogos v'Charuvim. Mashkos kan tosefta, zeino. Dokotoni b'tosefta, ein merastin Grogos. Aber merasik u b'yad shol sakin. V'yar mit merasik haynu chotech, kosheich, after lachtok b'yad, you can't cut with the handle of a knife. Chayni relid, the merasik haynu kotech. We discussed this last week, barichus. A distinction between chopping, you know, dicing and smashing. Smashing is much more chomer, because remember in the actual Av Malacha of Tochen in the Mishkan, they would thresh grain and bang down on it. It wasn't just slicing into small pieces. It was literally threshing, crushing, smashing, what's called kosesh, merasek. That's awesome. You can't quote a Tosefta as a source for the Easter of Mechatech, because the Tosefta is talking about merasek. Not machate, they're two different actions. Ad kan Magen Avraham. So Merasik is kosesh b'korah, it says in Shemchav. Aser, the Maraska Bashal Sakin. Because you can't do it. You can't cut with a knife, handle of a knife, you can smash. Kengatoni b'tosef, the Bereisha Gabi Melech. Okay. Nirali, even though you can't bring Marv Tosefta, but it did his MS anyway. It's also Lachtel Grogos. Kevin Shu, what's Gimel Kuf? Nu? Rosh Tavis. Gidulei Karka. As it says in Sivtes. Okay, fine. Umashma. Lifnei Misha Yochel Eloa Sokach. If you can chew without it, it is Shari. It's Mutter. You see, Klar here in the Biral Lachis, assuming the whole Melorama is referring to what? Referring to Liachazman. Liachazman. Oh. Fine. Then he says as follows. Vida. Tafilu Ladasa Mangan Avrom, Shemat Lachtok Lefe Misha Eloa Kach. Hanadavka begrogos v'charuven shein lo tzorach lachtoch. Can do without it. Ava mashachotchen yerek dak dak shekoren mazriya v'chadome be'ina davka ba'osa suda gam l'didei. We spoke with us the very opening shiur last week about this. This is the nekuda over here is when you're changing the type of consumption, a different kind of an achila. It's not just you're eating at state. You change it to a different state. It used to be a vegetable now became some kind of a powder made into a sauce, things of this nature. That's a whole change. It's a dramatic change. Everyone agrees it would be prohibited. Ad kan rabosa here in the Bir Halacha. Fine. Now, it's interesting over here. The reason, the leniency over here in a situation in which you do not have to, you can do without the tchina, was ain't chinah beperus, plus the Rambam. If you can live without it, then it's not really a problem. Okay? Dak, dak, here in the sugya, mechadak, dak, dak, gedulei karka, presumably, it's referring to someone who cannot chew. If you cannot chew it, then it's a problem. Okay? Watch this. Muto lachtoch, this is again Bogan Avram, Tosis is in the Rosh Hashanah, then Tchina Ba'ochlin. I, others disagree. Yesh Tchina, Gedulei Karka. They're not Bosom. Okay, so it's a Machlaikas over here. He wants to be Machmir. Machmir. Okay, so usually, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to Bosom, not Gedulei Karka, there's no Tchina. When it's Efshel Eloso. And there we have another leniency. I feel me she'ein yochol a little shor lechotcho. If you're an older person, tazina basaruba di alma. That's a case in which it's not gedulei karka. So then, if most people can eat it, even though you cannot eat it because you have no teeth, it's going to be mutter anyway. But basar chai, which no one can eat, then you should not make it dak dak. Fine, that's what he says. Okay, all quoted from the Truma Sadesh, which we already spoke about. And then some say Bosses do the Kaka, we spoke about that, and Tosis is not fine, Gimel and Beis. Tosis they reject it, the Rambam possibly accepts it. Quoted the Magen Mishnah about Cholev is Chayav Misham Dosh. You know, you need to do the Kaka because a payment is nourished from the ground. In the Chosmais, you find that, as we saw already in Tosis. Fine. Let's go. Now, of course, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam. The Ramach, as we saw in Kesef Mishnah, said that Mechatech HaYerek Dak Dak means a vegetable that cannot be eaten in its raw state, if you recall. Of course, the problem is, he only said it via Rambam, but the Rambam added two words which the Shulchan Aruch left out. What are the two words? Who remembers? When the Rambam quoted this then. The Rambam quoted this, but he left out two words, the Mechaber. That's one of the Chazdish's points. He left out all the coolest. Left out the cooler of Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin, left of the Tchula of the altar, and Kedei Levashlo. Remember that? Remember this Kedei Levashlo? Because you're going to cook it. So then you understand why. If you're going to cook it, so then the Ramach makes the perfect sense that the word Yerech, Yerech, Kedei Levashlo, the word Yerech implies it's inedible in a raw state. Otherwise you'd say Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin. But the Machaba left out the words Kedei Levashlo. It's hard to shout the Machaba that way. So that's a little bit tricky. To get a impression from the Mogan Avraham, he's passing, in effect, against the Mechaber. The Mechaber says yesh tchina b'ochlin, and the Moran Rav is fundamentally passing ein tchina b'ochlin. But the machlokas are rishonim. We already pointed out last week. I showed you the Tumas Sadesh on the screen that even those who are machmir concede leka l'tchina kule hai, which I understood to mean there's no din d'oraisa of tchina in ochlin, even according to the machmirim. The Machmirim, and the Magen Avraham says like this. I'm doing pshat Magen Avraham. That since when it comes to not to do the karka, there's an additional reason to be mekel. And the worst case scenario is that the Rabbanon, because even the Machmirim a tchina ochem is lecha tchina kule hai, which means it's not a daraisa. So we can be mekel completely, kind of a sveka the Rabbanon the kula. The worst case scenario is he said the Rabbanon. Comes to the end of the kach, we can be mekel completely. Without it, there's no shadow of the rice. That's how I understood the Magen Avraham. A kitzet toma lachazman. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha says against the chazanish. Fine. Now, since we're here, let's go to the previous Be'alacha. Hamechatech yarak dak dak. The Gemara Isa Amar Papa. And the parim silka chayim shem tochen. Pirush Rashi. Parim mechatech dak dak. Does Rashi say that? Did Rashi say? The shiuk takus lo no dalon. Chemashu beis Yosef. The hitzchuk linyan heta something or other. Chazu chatikas gedolos bemixas and gami asamach lesuda in shom. So we're not relying on any coolness over here because we don't know what's considered to be dak dak. Did Rashi say dak dak? Yes or no?
Open up.
I ain't give a base. I ain't dalon base. What did Rashi say? Is the word dak dak there? I ain't dalon base. Yes or no? The Parm Sukkah. Mechatcho Hodek. Lashon Dak, but not Dak Dak. You know, you have to be careful with your words, because Dak Dak means very, very small. Rashi didn't use that word. The Rambam used the word Dak Dak. It's just good for your information. Okay? Now, Rabosai, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa tries to give us some help in terms of how we're going to determine what's called Dak Dak. Let's see. What page are we up to? I don't remember anymore. Let's try to see. Okay, here we go. Take a look together, Abosai. Let's look together over here. Whoa. Oh, it's going to be young. I'm sorry. Okay, here we are. Watch. Talking here about Tochen, right? Or else I give a look over here and discussion now considered to be Tochen. What's considered to be the definition? Here we go. Watch. Dak Dak. Right? Shemad from Shlomo Zalman. Haramban and Beitza. Hamavakea Eitzin Bekupitz Chayav Schilim Shem Tochen. Okay? Mashma after mistama hem gedolim tzas. You're taking an implement and chopping wood into small pieces. How small can they be already? Ain't them dak dak. Right? You're not making sawdust out of it. Afilu hachi chayav. Hu mishum de mekeven she tochen osam at she ru'uyin le tafkidom. All right, the choshev tochen. Now, both sides, it's even a very functional definition. The Rebbe Reim says we don't know how big is dak dak. He's telling you. If you cut it small enough that it serves its function, then it's called daktak echayv. If he has that zechlum, tama shemut alachlo b'shavas peres that divrak is gedolim lachatichas katanas shuris me'alachilo mishu. Okay, watch this. Shadayin tzrichim l'shinayim atochanos osam. You still need the teeth to grind them. So once you make the wood into small pieces, it can be used as small pieces of wood for a fireplace without any further grinding. And look at Rav Moshe, who disagrees. What's this story over here? Long, thin pieces, Rav Osai. Long, thin pieces. Okay? What is long, thin pieces? Take a look on the Rashi. I am Dalet and Beis, right here in our daf. Chayiv Yud Aleph. End of the second wide line. Chayiv Yud Aleph. What does it say? Towards the end of the Rashi, the middle, Ason Dakos Miachas Shtayim Oshalosh is a tochen. Now wait a minute, what are you doing over here? Making kavera shulkani, you make some kind of a basket. Each piece is very long. It's thin, but it's very long. On this basis, many gedolim said you may not take a carrot and make a very, very thin slice of carrot, even though it's as long as the carrot itself. They compare it to this Rashi. Follow me? Same thing. Tochen doesn't have to be thin in two dimensions. Here it's thin in one dimension, even though it's rather long in the other dimension. It's Asur and Chayev. Anyway, is that really true? Depends who you ask. Depends who you ask. Let's take a look over here. He asks Rabbi Yashiv. See what he says. See what he says. Watch here. Ritzuos. Ein lachtoch yerek liritzuos dakos shem isa tochein. The gezer. You know what this means. It's a fancy thing. You have carrot, you have these long, thin strips. It says the salad gezer, that carrot salad is no good. Yud beis Rashi, Ken Shemana Shem Agrishal Yashiv Shehevi Riley Yisrael Chituch Yerek Levitzuah Zagat Medivri Rashi Hanal. Rav Moshe says no. Ein Gvula Davar, cut a foot in four. It's tochein. It's impossible. It's impossible. Not going to be. What's the difference, Shabbosai, between the Rashi and here? Very simple, Rav Osai. Here, you're making a basket. And the way to make baskets, wicker baskets, is with long, thin strips. So that's the way to do it. You did it. That's like Biku Eitzim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Melchamas, and Masechta Beitza. You finish. You reach the last level that's needed functionally. But when it comes to foods, the last level function is you no longer need your teeth to chew it. Just go right down. You can't take that long thick strip, put it right there. Choke on it. You have to chew it. If someone gives you a long thin strip of carrot, you can just eat it like this? No, you chew it. So if you're going to chew it, it requires your teeth to help in the grinding of it, and therefore we think it should be permissible, as Rav Moshe Paskin against Rav Yashiv was quoted as saying it would be prohibited. That's what I think. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. He discusses over here, look at Ha'or Yud, that Tochen is measured by Ofen Yachasi. What is Yachasi? The theory of relativity. He writes as follows: Lo nizbar b'pos k'mashim meduk l'gol ha'chatichas t'yachashim Tochen Poshtu Shemutalachtav priyo yirokas l'chatichas gedolos Eim v'zeh m'shim Tochen klal. We saw the Bi'ar Locha, Yirei, we don't know. He calls, talks about Salat. Chatichas Gedolos, Eim HaMishim Tochein. We have it, Ein Kala Mekim Shavim. Mi Shi Yichalek Sela La'avonim Ketanos, Yischai HaMishim Tochein. Af Ba'avonim Shashiyurim Ukazeh, Shem Yachtoch pri Oyerek lechatichas begodol zeheh leyachoshev tochen klal. That's because of Shmir Shabbos. He calls it Hara Hey. We call it Hara Vav. In the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. As we understand what's happening over here, it's a theory of relativity. Okay, Rabbo says go back to the Bialocha over here, and we'll come back later. Let's Bialocha over here. Midi Yehave Abore. Rabbo says he has a very obvious question. L'chora. Hello, Abore, lo hitiru ki in biyad, v'lo b'kli. Tios choshev bora b'chol gavni, Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rashba is comparing Tochein to Borer. No, continue the comparison. Bora by Caleb is also evenly alter. Can I learn a lesson with your name? Shemichata b'kli? Kim b'far b'yat? What a great kasha. Ayin v'rivos shemin kuf peidala shem ora shem gam kein b'zeh. That's an important shuva which you have to see soon. I gave you three shuvas to see in Maramichol. You saw the three? Shuva Sadeshim we saw. The Rashba we saw. Rivosh we haven't seen yet. Am I correct? We did not put it on this week.
No.
Right, so that's today's job. We'll see soon. Aber mikol de reaposkin mashma, de binyoneinu afilik shem mechad v'sakin, shori, how can it be? Hatam, because of a prima godin, de kamo v'borer, derech achilu huk shebor biyodo, lechol li'alter, yeah. What does that mean? You have two choices. One, either you can use your hands or use a kli. So if you choose to use your hands, it's considered derech achilu. Hochi nami binyoneinu, derech achilu afilik shem mechad v'sakin, lechol li'alter. The derech achilu v'sakin. What do you mean? You can't use your hand. You got to grind it with your hands. Your hands aren't strong enough to do it. You need a socket. That's because therefore it's, we can still label it as derech achila. You can't do it with your hands. When you have bor, you could use your hands. You decide to use a kli. That's called derech ber. But there's no alternative. Oh, there's one exception. Imlo shemachatech bekli amiyucheres atchila. Well, ligro gvina al revising pumpia. What's a pumpia, Rabbi say? What?
Greater.
Yeah. The chayotzim is there. Ach, shemifach begim mishneva shem te'en adu lekar. Fine. Oz dami lenapa kvara, deshach shem bore afilu b'le'alte. Yesh la'ayin, emechotech ha'ptzolim v'atznon dak dak, pesachim, godol. Ha'miyuchal hazeh, shekor in Yiddish, v'shoneinu, hakmeser. What's a hakmeser? What's the word meser in Yiddish?
Nine.
What's hak? What's the hack? What's the latest hack? That's what you heard, man. What's the latest hack? Bang! It's a hack, it's a bang, right? A hack mess means a chopping knife. That's what we used when we were growing up. They still use them these days?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was a thing called, I called katanta. Remember katanta? You ever heard this? That wasn't your part of your youth? You got lost in the hack mess. That's all you had to do. Someone that was afraid they're going to kill them with the...
Crisis.
Yeah, they were banging them. Oh, you guys...
Is the hack
messer
very big?
Yes, very big.
So this is...
It's a chiddush nifla.
Yeah, no, we don't use...
Or Hashulchan argues with this Mishnah Berurah. It's a hack messer, just a plain old knife. It's a knife! He says, no, it's a clear miyuch. He's not sure. Ulai, al-kalponim domak l'knon v'tamchui, deyna miyucha l'kol kakum v'nav v'kvara. All right. So a hack messer will not be a doraisa, it's not v'kvara, should be the equivalent of knon v'tamchui, also with the rabbanon. Afilachet sh'rabbanon l'chatzkil ken miyuch l'ksas l'brerim. So therefore, who efshnim inenum? He wants to say that a hak meser may be prohibited, but the rabbanon as knon and tamchoy would be in bor, because it all comes from bor. The Aruch HaShulchan does not like this. Rav Moshe doesn't like it. They both say that a hak meser is a plain old knife. So being a straight blade, it's a little bit of a crooked blade, and you bang down with it. So what? The word mess, it means a knife, and don't bother me. Yes.
In shiurim, the definition of a shear. It's not relativity.
Correct. Kazai is kibetza. But we're not discussing a shear to how much you have to do in order to be chayav grogerous to this nation. No. We're discussing what's considered big, what's considered small, what's considered dak-dak, what's not considered dak-dak. There, the theory of relativity comes into play. Fine. Let's now analyze a very fam. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about something like a cleaver?
What's a cleaver? It's a hack messer, no?
It's
the same thing? What's a cleaver?
It's a big knife. It's like a meat knife.
Yeah, okay. Same idea, I guess. This is used primarily to chop onions and liver and eggs. That's when I was growing up. It was my job to use the hack messer. That was my job. I was like, okay, yes. Tip, go. Just give me this stuff. And I'd hack with the hack messer. Right before the meal, because we did it. We very often was only eggs and liver. That was no problem because it's not going to do the karka. I mean, less of a problem. But if it's a kliya miyuchu lekach, should be also, even if it's any lekach, we assume, as the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know, as a kid, but as we find out later on, we assume like the Aruch HaShulchan, and mother show us what in Hamad this has. Who saw it in Hamad this has? So back to Europe. They assume that this is just a plain old knife. This is a, they didn't assume this chum of this bir alach. As a matter of fact, let's see if you can find it. Let's look at Aruch HaShulchan, just to see. I'm not sure where exactly we'll try to find it, but let's try to find it. Where is it? Shulchan Aruch, right? What was this? Whoa. Chibur Mishav, this is it? Is this Aruch HaShulchan? Oh, Aruch HaShulchan. See if we can find it. I'm pretty sure he says it. We'll see soon. You'll have to help me find this one because I'm not sure where it is. Oh, Machatech Yerech. See if you can find it by the Hakmesa, please. Please help me look. Oh! We see the fact became the Ostrin Lachta Bahakmesa. Habit Solomon, you know what he means. He means a bralach. Reasons, be polite, you know. Velon hirali klal. Shezal gamkin sakin. That's a plain old knife. Yeah, revise in the grater, that's true. Hasakin shakorn hakmeser. Habit was sakin asim itzmunas chatzi eagle. That's all it is. It's a knife which is half a circle. Who can sakin be alma? Veloman nama the bnosis troll also shalokadin. He's a defender of Benos Yisrael, Rabosai. Thank God, he defended me. I'm a Ben Yisrael. He defended me too. Because my mother was from the Benos Yisrael, told me to do it. I wasn't a Shabbos goy. She was just busy with other things. And there's only, I couldn't do much in the kitchen, but I knew how to hack. Bang with the thing. In my youth, the Baruch Hashem, the Baruch HaShulchan says, it's okay, and Moshe agrees. Fine. Then we have to get to that Rivosh now and see what he says, because it's a tremendous fight. What did the Rivosh mean over here? We were just here before. Watch this. Watch this. Masha makes this valves. Mada metzino lahalon iso the shtamish pekliyam yuchad etchino mishem uvdun dechol. That's a ochlan shenig do the karka. Eim amisir tochin klal. And it's an iser of uvdun dechol. Same when it comes to enig do the karka, there's no iser of tchina whatsoever. It's purely a matter of uvda dechol. Where do you get it from? Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Vav. Take a look. Didn't make it up. Rabosai, Sif Yud. Take a look at Sif Yud, please. Sif Yud. Also, Ligur Agvina B'Shabbos B'Morek Choros Kabal Pipio Shekorin Raloi. Loshanaz the Ribaisen, the greater. The Kevin Shakli Miyuchel the Kach. How is it? Derechol! Then say the word about Tochei. Purely Derechol. Now, who was the source for Sif Yud? Where does it come from? It says on the side, Harivash B'Tshuvaso. Harivash B'Tshuvaso. Now, the question is that really true? Is that really true? That when it comes to Enig Dule Karka, that the entire Isser is what? Is Uvda Dechol, and no concern for Nisa Tochen whatsoever. That's what the Aruch HaShabbos says. Let's take a look and see if it's true. You have to look up the original source. Rebbe says it's a very important, our third and last tshuva in this context. Okay, Shuta Rivosh. Let's see. Nishalta. Mal ligur as agvina b'shabes b'klishu morik chorts bal pipios anikur b'aravi b'hu. It's the pakta b'dover. Vishma shavisa b'perek kla godol b'inyan borer the mathuk ben b'yad l'knon v'tam chui shal the fiasuga piskan shal dvarim hui boro li alta b'yad mut l'knon v'tam chui punta the napra rochayim the alta b'o b'yom in b'borer afilu b'shnei ochlen obo chum b'tol psolos asrinim I feel the Mishnah to come to the Tamchli. Kolshkin the great is who? The Dibbe, the Tchina Mamesh, Bezak Lever, Oli Yosro. Yeah. And you have Parim Silka. Either Rashba says the altar is Mutter. Maybe it's only Mechatach Biad. Shemin on the altar. I'm a Bekli. Dumb in the Tochan Mamesh. Lo. You hear what's going on? Once they have used a Kli, should be also the altar, even according to the Rashba. Gan lo mashalom du b'sham lechem dafka biyad lo b'kli. And even if we're making over there, hasam shayne, eino kol kach domo l'tchina, k'mo greatest agvina b'kli amor k'horos. To vare dome l'shchika as tala m'ducha du asur, lo tira ela b'kata de sakin osi b'zeh, v'koshkan if you say for a mitzvah, to mat the prayer of spitus elecha mishabne t'china acha t'china, to be gvina less a little time, why not? Why not by gvina? Gvina was never the ground, but it's also not an organic original connection. Well, it was made into a connection. That's important. You saw it. We'll get to it soon. For royal lesson, how great of the chlianiska lezer royal shielo chiyuv chatas. Prayers ochem and apakvar apat avalos from a tamchem. I have a different heter. Someone wants to be matter the tol kedera. What? The tol kedera. Tol kedera. What are you talking? That's when it comes to schita. That's his question. So that's the question. Tshuva. For a matatal called at stadim shef shlisa b'den al yinzeh. He brought all the rice. Dati al the lesson. Havach he the Rav Papa. Parham silka chayim ashim tochein. Rabbo said, remember, he starts off with tochein. V'yafim noma d'ayin l'tzorach mochor lo b'yom l'al t'shor l'ak d'rashbo. V'noma shehit t'rafila b'klili out there. Catch this now. Had a bekli could go on sacking a plain old knife. She'eno miyuchad l'tchina. Avel amorak chorsti greater she miyuchad l'tchina zu. Where he cannot book for a luboro. Machtesh as a shchikas tavlin. Uk for us to shchikas pilpul in b'shabas ala b'kana de sakina di kashinun. Says in Pardaf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Rambam says. Okay. Kol says shviyad a sakin b'kara machtesh as b'chad meishu tochen. Ad kan. Rabbi Osai, what's he talking about over here? What was the shayla originally? What was the question? Gvina. And even though it's Gvina, and the Gvina we're saying over here, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, is Eino Gedule Karka, he's still asking it because of Tochen. Not what you say over here. Here we say it's only asking him because of what? Because of Uvda Dechol. Not true. The Poshim Shah, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is not capturing what the Rivash said. He's saying over here that it's also Mishav Uvda Dechol. Now that is true, because he's going to give a different reason. Watch this, the second part of the Tshuva. So far you asked it until now, it's a lot of lines. From the beginning, Tshuva, all the way until here, he's asking because of Tochen. Even though it's Eni Karka, even though it's Lialter, because of Kliya Miyuchad. Yo, the second part of the Tshuva, part two, watch this. Even on Yontif, okay? That's where Uvda Dechol comes in, Rabbi Osai. Uvda Dechol. On Yontif. Yontif. He wants to say, well, that's only there to Uvdin Dechol. Kli zeh, ein derech ligur de la masha tzorach l'shato. It's only for short-term use, based on Uvdin Dechol. No! Even beyond that, to make some kind of a shinoi, like melach. You have to make some kind of a shinoi. Shabbos is also b'li safek. Why also b'li safek? Not only is it also because of Uvdin Dechol, it's also mishum tochei. This Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav seems to be very misleading. He only mentioned Uvdin Dechol, which is only the secondary rabbinical violation, the Shah of Tochen Mamish. And the Tochen Kedera, he says, that's ridiculous. It's only by Dosh, not over here. That's the one point where the Shoal was off base. Otherwise, it was on top. Ad Kanabos, it seems to me, is against the Mishnah Berurah. Against the Mishnah Berurah. So it appear. Now, it's interesting. Perhaps he's saying it's mutter. There's no issue of Tochen. You know why? Because he's limiting himself to Lialter. If it's Lialter, then there's no easy way of talking. But that doesn't say that. Look what he says. Va'afilu, Mishnah Berurah says, afilu lecho miad asur. So maybe I have to read the Mishnah Berurah that way. Yes, it's an Isur of Shrikas Tavlin, and for that reason, afilu lecho miad is asur because of what? Because of uvda dechol. There'd be no Isur of token li'alter. But if it wouldn't be li'alter, there's not only an Isur of uvda dechol, there's an Isur of what? Of token proper as well. Did we get that impression from Aruch HaShabbos? I mean, the Mishnah Berurah that way. I like that. The Mishnah Berurah is unclear. But he said over here, Klar, what do we read? Somewhere or other. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah. Let's go slow. Some of the sudos and lemon but kashachot le besakin. I will also establish between you and the training of Pumpia Bagdawan. But how about his sentence correct? I withdraw my critique. He's limiting himself to the altar. That's correct. In the case of the altar, the Rivosh said the altar Mishum Tochin would have been mutter. But beyond that, but even though it's the altar, it's always in Tochin, he's removed to the chol. But if it's not the altar, it's not just, it's Tochin proper. Even Mike Venus not going to do the character. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. It's a very important yourself. A very important yourself. Now, the question, of course, becomes, is there a din that's only awesome and shabuv to the chol? Only awesome and shabuv to the chol? That's a question. That's a question. The Vilna Gaon talks about this. Let's take a look in here before. None of these came. You have a tab yet? We're looking at wrong. That should help. No links. Go back to links. Okay. What does it say over here? Look carefully, please. And this is the Bir Agra. They don't tell you what number it is. See, the different kinds of Shulchan Aruchs. Some of them have the Gra plain. Some have the Gra, which we call in our language Sif Katan. So that's what I'm used to. Here on Sif Yud, there's only one Gra. This is the one. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Kemo Pilpulin Berechaim Shalehem. Shabbos. Parim Silka. Aflar Ashbo Shekos of Lialta Mutuk Babor Lialta. Hainodavka biyad kemaborer o cliche ne miyuchal lekach ava morek charet she miyuchal lekach ava kemo napa kvora the yosa fil the altar but not mishum borer abosai it's mishum uvda dechol this I think is correct if it's the altar it's only mishum uvda dechol okay what about abosai. We spoke about the issue of Lifnei Askenim. Let's go back. I want to show the Mogan Avraham we saw before. Let's go about this way. He could have gotten a different way, but okay. We were here before. Let's go back here. We were here already. You doubt it. That's what we saw before, Tosefta. I see a Prima Gadim over here. On this Mogan Avraham. Hadin Emes. Siftes Bosat Stidas Kane and Mutta the Bosarubas Lina. Besirf Tame Gulikaka Babiru. Mashenkin, the Paris Gulikaka, the Fans Kane, also the Achazman. You see, all this Achazman. Because of this kind of Hamishi Yochel Lechol Shorakach Shori Afni Lechazman. When Bein Not Zorich Lachtok. It's exactly what we saw quoted in the Bir Alocha. But Yerek Dakton Shkom Mazria. That's that. You know that Beinon Bosa Suda. Then Bosa Suda's Mutter. But beyond that would be in fact prohibited. Fine. Then the question is: does anyone disagree what we said until now. It's not exactly clear. But let's just go a little bit further. Let's turn to the discussion we had a little earlier about the following situation. There is a an important din which is found in Shulchan Aruch Rabosai in Simin. Well, let's take a look and see how we, let's first look at the Shemir Shabbos B'chassin. I want to see it that way because there's a reason. Peres v'yirachas shenisrachachu ma'ol ayde abishol v'emnochi ma'ol derisuk nifka me'am isetchina v'chein mutl limroch peres v'vushalim apusas lechem v'chadom. When you spread a cooked fruit on something, it's not a problem. What do you find? That turn to the Mordechai shin sanuch beis. You'll see what's an example. You take, I don't know, you want to have an apple spread. A cooked apple, they made some kind of a, they made a spread. You can spread it out on the piece of bread, it's not a problem. Shin Samach Beis. There's a whole discussion. It's right with the beginning of Shin Samach Beis. Ain't Iba be Oakland. You can smooth them out. We have to get that one of the blocks we're supposed to learn. Because the question becomes, and even if the Rabbanan thinks not, the whole discussion. What happened about Trina? You're smoothing it, so you're basically crushing it. No, it's not a problem. Why? Because the cooking softened the item and knocked out the yisur tchina. The details will be seen in a footnote. Chazon Ish says, and others, that's what Shlomo Shlomo Zalman said, no, davka nismacha uveinu mechusor na shchika muetes. They've already been crushed. Crushed by what? How do you read this word? Crushed by what? Crushed by the cooking itself? Or crushed before Shabbos with a fork? I'm asking, how do you read this? You all have eyes. What's how do you read this word? Davkin for nismachu.
By a fork.
I always thought by a fork.
Yeah. They don't get
yeah, that's what I thought. Now that I think this way, but one of the late more recent svarim held that way as well, and he's mispale on the Orchas Shabbos, didn't understand that way. Watch this. Look. Watch this. The calls of Dafka, this heter, Maprinus Racher, Ide Mais, Adam Kagon, Ide Bishel. Didn't say with a fork, Ide Bishel. And he says, Beferish, Prishin is Basha, will never have been a Racher, Hate, bolded. Ide Abishel. Bishel. Mutal Rasko, Any Shatochen. So you can take tapuchi adama, potatoes, v'hinizbashu nisrachu heitev, umut lasin af b'mazle, ach elish tamash b'tzorach, v'yisit b'kli amiyu l'kach, ilvdum l'chol, that we know. But there's no problem. Where do you get it from, Rabosai? Shmira Shabbos v'chosa. And he quotes, tapuchi adama, v'akitiz lo nisrachu heitev, and rasin. He read the words not the way you and I read it. He read the smacha means even through the cooking itself. Through the cooking itself. That's how we read it. That's how we read it. Okay. It's not clear what he actually meant. There are those who were very upset with him. Do you get me Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos? You get me that?
Yeah.
I want to show you how upset he is. He says he can't believe it. He's mispale. How can the Sefer Orchas Shabbos, it always quotes Shmir Shabbos, and he quotes him exactly the opposite of what he said. Because he took the word that we saw in our Shmir Shabbos, Nismachu, to mean through a fork. And I thought at first glance that, wow, he got him with a tremendous kasha. Then I realized later on that, no, the Orchas Shabbos is is more into Shmir Shabbos than he is. And he understood the smacha to mean by the cooking itself, and in point of fact, I believe that he is correct. I just want to show you why he gets so upset with him. He can't believe it. Okay. Still turning here. Okay. Where are the pages? Let's see, how many pages do I have to add? Six. I forgot everything. 20 pages. No, a little before that. That's 6 pages. Here we go. Say like this. Tapuche eitz mevushal al tzluyim shem rakan eitzim umemuachim. Then it's okay. He says as follows. Okay. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah. I want to get the source. Shimon Shin Chaf Aleph Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. Let's take a look. Shin Chaf Aleph Lamed Ches. No, this is not correct. This is a typo. This is written very quick. A lot of typos. Take a look at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph. Sif Yud Tes. Probably is Ayin Ches. That's my guess. It's a typo. Shum Boser Malilos. Shariska Ner Shabbos. Imechusarim Dichas Ligmar Dichas Meshabbos. Hein Mechusarim Al Shchikat Mutol Ligmar Meshabbos. Tefichat Mutol Ligmar Shchikas. Harifos beitz parah b'kedera b'shabbes achashem reading also me'alo eish. Fine. This is what he says. Take a look. He must mean ayin ches. Look at ayin ches. Masa daisa v'ata v'kema shekvar dachu also b'meducha v'nisbash v'kot sarka and v'chusu ala shchika me'at. He doesn't understand. Ulef Pele, Shabbos Shabbos, Lama Medivy Aramba Malolo, Lahate Beperis of Shalom and Strach, wait for their Bishop Luchud, Lahate Risuka Bishabbos, Belosh and Smachabi Bojom, he owns Mismachabi the fork. The Lehejikos of Arambam, Betshuva, Shirak and Mismachu, Chekos of Shlomo Zalman himself, to call Zer Dafka and Mismachu, Venom of Chusaran and Tchina Muetas. He understands Mismachu to mean what? With a fork. With a fork. That's how we understood it. However, Abosai, I'm not so sure that it's really true. That's really true. Because if you look carefully, Abosai, in this Sheva Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa itself, and obviously Rav Noivud was trying to follow him, look at Sif Yud. Look what he says. Watch. Ein Hete, what's he talking about? Yerachlis Tabuchi Abola Mivushalim. Nothing about, nothing with a fork. They were just cooked. But he said, "Vein hetel lemachal b'mazlet." Gabs also betznai onam nismachu lepochos lemiktas lifnei abishol means with a fork. Yeah. Oh, she nisrakhu ayidei abishol atzmo enoch lemicho. See, he's tired of Orchah Shabbos. What do you want from the Orchah Shabbos? Blame the Shmir Shabbos. Obviously, he knew Rabbi Shlomo Zalman meant. He talked to him. So Shlomo Zalman said before in the smach, we thought he meant mudafka with a fork. That's what I thought also. No, he again assumed the Shmir Shabbos is correct. He meant even if it's made very soft by the cooking itself. I remember there's a very fine Talmud Chacham. His name is Rabbi Cohen. He lives in Beifiga. This is Beifiga, and he has a kollel there. And Rav Noivud, all of us shall live the Bayit Vegan. So he told me when he met Rav Noivud after they came with the first edition, way back in the mid-60s, when the initial Shmir Shabbos came out, they came to yell at him because he was making too much when it came to this question with the potatoes. You know, and we made him change his mind. And the second edition, he changed his mind. So I thought maybe he changed his mind to conform to the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. That's what I thought. No. The only thing he changed his mind was in his initial edition, I have the old edition from 1964 or 5, I have that in my house too. They said, because the Lashon Chazanish was, Bishul knocks out Issa Tchina. Stop any cooking. He added the new edition, as we just saw, has to be no, Nisrachachu Ayadei HaBishul Atzmo, and it has to be very, very soft. But if just the fact that it's cooked itself, not, that's the change that he made. But this change that he wanted to make, he never made. So I got the inside scoop from those who were fighting with him in the original edition. Fine. That's what it says. Okay, Rabosai, this is an important discussion. Now watch this. If it's peros chayim, banana, en lemorcha pusas lechem is a tchina. You have a problem of tchina when it comes to a banana. Banana. Is a tchina, banana. Here he says in the footnote, watch this. Ayin od. What does ayin od mean? Can you tell me what ayin od means? Dea cholekes. Look at the. I'll show you later on the page before it even starts. Let me show it to you now, just to show you if I can guess the right page. Let's try this before it starts. Here it is. Sosim Odoi. Barova Makomas Paseva Shaniska Beharas Vayan Od. Hakavona Ledea Hacholekes. Don't think that means it's. That's right. We believe in intellectual honesty. It's going to be the opposition. Here, the opposition is the only source. There's the only source, only the opposition. Where did you just come from? Oh, I lost it. Master. Let's go way back. Where was I? What page was I? Where was I? Who remembers what page I was on? Help. Wasn't paying attention.
I think 185.
Oh, very good. Thank you. For iron old. He says, right. For iron old, here. For iron old, iron. Petila the David, which I looked up. Shekol shu guf echot, v'nisha guf echot, heim v'zeh v'shemisa tochen. The banana was one piece and remains one piece. What kind of tochen? Sounds good to me. Ramesh shows that way. Not called tochen at all. Tochen means grinding. Why should it be considered to be tochen? Why? Ramesh shows exactly the same way. I'll show you Ramesh. Let's take a look. Ramesh. Is it Shuvah Saras Tchina, which he gave in Tavshin Lamed Hay to Rabbi Shimon Eider? Okay, so he goes to Tochei. If you see Tochei, let me know. Stop me. Oh, this looks like Tochei. Okay. So the Igwas Marisha talks about this very Nakuda. I'm sorry, I skipped it. Base. Watch. Hamutal lemach rasok bananot. He says, look, at first glance, no. V'chata grogus v'charuv and lefnei is kainin. Tosef asks it. Tafke b'chotech emaniach. Abol ochlo miyada kol shorim mitada v'chata b'sakan afila dak dak. Lechol yalt enem Hashem tchina. Chatichol achila demogon Avraham. Fine. I demogon Avraham says, shulte gibor mefakbek against the Rashba. And we should be a little v'chikatichas gedolos. But we didn't say that we're mekil. Samach l'suda. Fine. You follow the Rashba and the Ran, mutter, against the Shulta Gibor. Fine. And the Gra, good. So the Chazanish, who learns if Neskenim is Lechel the Alter, right, is against everybody. He's against everybody, this Chazanish. So he says, Polimitamzeh, Neged, can we have the list? Who is the Chazanish against? Let's have a list. Ramah, Mogan Avraham, Prima Godim, Gra, Graz, Mishnah Brewer, Chashulchan. Seven against one. I want some Shad Mogan Avraham. No. The Neged Aminig Leheter. Forget that's the most important Godel. The Minig. Right? Shehed Mogan Avraham, Chanish Das Yochid, Neged Aminig. Forget about it. Ain't lesser. Bal Nefesh. Okay, but we don't have to worry about it. That's number one. L'chein lo shari, that's a risik bananot. They'll lechol ha'tchinok l'samach l'achilosan. Aval b'risik ha'banat, nirem b'sh'ein lesa ha'flashin is chazan ish. Why? Ain't that it. Ach samach l'achilosan, b'dak dak k'tchina mamash. And yin tchino k'shenasu perurin or resisin dakin. K'tchina as kemach, flour, v'chadoma. V'zei yev shlasa yedei mazleg v'kafel yedei nisha rakhaticha achas. Oh, one big blob. Ach shenasu rachmod b'lachas arbi, yes. It's much softer. It looks the same color. Chazanish Batsmo says, because of the and the and the bananot. Lo move what Chazanish says. Hashchikas bananas kotinokos is easy to tchina. He doesn't understand it. What's going on? He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. I grogress. Here, yeah, Moshe's a little bit of trouble. What a grogress? What does that mean? Veils grogress. What do you mean? It's figs and dates, right? Says Moshe, I'm being chiddush. The grogress haheim te'enim yaveshim, dry figs. Shenitra lirisisim. He claims there they are. It's smashed into smithereens. Aye, it doesn't look that way. No. Ach b'pnei sheish ba grogress dover hamadmik. A lot of. What do you want to call it? Sap. What do you want to call it? Coming out of the dried figs. Did Bakum receive some zelazer? The little tiny pieces are stuck next to one another. That's why it's called tchina. And same thing as tchikas harifos that we saw. As opposed to bananot. And he made an experiment, Rabbi Sher, an MTJ lab there. Rabbi Sher did an experiment. In his besmedrish somewhere with bananas and with dried figs, and they're not the same at all. Not the same mitzias. Therefore, it's mutter kederach shanashim shokos latinokos. It's Ramosha. So it's that's the tilul of David Svara. The Ramosha subscribes to as well. Now, of course, the question becomes: if Ramosha said so, why a little bit later does he seem to almost back out? Potatoes. Tshuva. Hasa mudaka v'nasuk v'arisuk v'dicha en v'chasar al shchika b'mutter. So l'shav b'tapuchi adama v'tzor l'omesh b'tama ha-machaber shemata l'gmar shchikas harifus b'etz poro b'shabas achim yosem b'neish. We saw that in Sifu Tess. Kedikas of a base Yosef, Chuvas a Rambam, in his Bashlu called Sarkon, and in Mechusalam at Shrika. Dachub a Meducha called Sarkon, no movement. No, that's already done before. Akopon a Bishul, Hol, Barifel, Shemizeh, Levag, Shulchuk, and Harbe, and Mechusalam Elam at Shrika. Tapuchi Adama, Shurachash, and his Bashlu, Lai Matsach, and his Rachel, and Tuva Dami, Larifus. Maybe, maybe yes, maybe no. Ubananot sheina mevusholim av sheim rakim biatzma like a mouse bishul sheina dome harikuch the bishul shenasim is a gamrisuk aydesh nisdugu vehendi pokan aydeh bishul b'mayim shleka zeb b'richuch bananot, and therefore we shouldn't be matter potatoes. Listen, what are bananas? Sounds like asking bananas too, but it's matter bananas back into cotton base. And here he seems to say, if possible be bananas we see him with tapuchi adama. Possible be kad we see him b'chovas. It's not understood. Something he wants to ask the bananas too. Maybe he's not relying on Rav Moshe's on his own svara of the tefillah of David itself. It was only samach la'achila. It's unclear. It's unclear, not completely clear. Now Rabosai, we have a very, very important question which has to be raised. It has to be discussed. We've been there before, right? Kliv, this is revising a greater Kliv Yuchel Lekach. Also, it quotes the Rivash. Even Lechel Miyad is also. Why is it also? Uvda Dechol. Right? Uvda Dechol. That's the Pashup Shem. Says the Machzah Shekel, the Gaval, the Gakash. Shubhas Rivash, and I don't have it. I saw the Tosefah Shabbos quotes his Lashon. Hai Parm Silka Chai Mishim Toche. And even if the Alta Shari, that's a knife. But a Morag, which is a greater, Napa Kvara, also Chazal. Oh, the second reason is what? Uvda dechol. So he quotes the whole thing. Fine. Hiksha ola Shabbos. The kan pasuk lisur. Uvda chos yontif takatziv gimel kotziv ramah. The muta legara ragvina ide shinoi. On yontif you're allowed to use a grater with a little shinoi. What happened? Uvda dechol. What a gewaldig akasha. Stira minei obey. Tiritz Tosef Shabbos, Dafka b'Shabbos, also b'Es Yosef. Kevin Dika Man Di Yomah De Behemah Gedu Mipi Gedu De Karka. Afal Gav De Rabbi Yosef Le Pasuk Av Asay. Mikom Mekom Mahani Le Tzarfo Le Tam Uv De Dechol Vi Yosur. As opposed to Yontem, as opposed to Tchil De Dechol, we can be making. Sounds like at a simple level, he's just adding things. You know, you have two svaras to be making over here. Right? You have two svaras to be mekel over here, we're going to be mekel. If only one svar to be mekel, we're not going to be mekel. That's a simple way to read this. So the Megillah Sefer has a problem. It's a problem. He doesn't understand. Can you get me Megillah Sefer? I just want to show it to you. You have the ability to show it inside. What do you mean? You have two reasons to aser. The issue of Tochen is an iser, and Uvda Dechol is an iser. But we're matter both of them. Thank you so much. Place over here. Oh, I have to add that 10 pages. Oh. He says it's a combination. We just saw this a second ago in Machzor Shek. It's Tamuim. Why? Habolachtov Bosa Dak Dak Biyomtiv Matira Lo Belo Shini Muad Apidir Vayatumas Adeshen. We're not worried about Tchina. You worry about Tchina? Fine, you can do it. Also, Adam Shabbat Yabalachak, the same person. Ligra Gavina Bemorat Choritz. He wants to grind a Gavina in a greater. Gam Kein Nataloi, the Shini Muad. We're not worried about Uvdu Dachol. For Lam and Igora, we do them both together. Who cares? Doesn't understand this at all. And yet the Raif HaKeret from Abir Aloch and Shin Chof Av Yud Beis Lefarer. Rabbi said, do we see this yet? Let's take a look together inside. Shin Chof Aleph Yud Beis Rabbosai Lefarer Lefarer Lechem Afil B'sak and Mutter Lo B'mikriya M'yukher Zaksisha Gon Lichtosh Matzah B'machteshes Osikmo Gvina Rebizin. You may not grate the matzah, uv the dechol. There, Rabosai, there's zero issue of token. Why? Ein token, Rabosai, achat token. Uv the dechol. If the matzah is klai sotchinam, she ain't token, achat token. It's uv the dechol. Yeah. And he's asking a hakmes uv the dechol. Even the altar, there's no issue of token. You see, what are you talking about? You don't combine these things. Niraloma, a very important word. After Bilchus Yomtiv, Mekilim Shigreras Agvina, Memorag, Eilin Echshavas Uvdu Dachol, Shabbos Uvdu Machmer, considered Uvdu Dachol. Wow! I would never have thought this. I thought Uvdu Dachol, Shabbos and Yomtiv are identical. He says no. They're not identical. He brings a riot from here. Shabbos, Chamruot, Tremini, Uvdu Dachol. That's what Uvdu Machmer and Shabbos, my Matzah, Machteshes, and Hakmesa. Uvdin the chol against the Mishnah Yoruch Hashulchan. Afal gav she beyond the fish lahatir. He says this a machmer and yichla Shabbos and uvdin the chol than we are when it comes to Yom Tov Rabosai. Where do you find this thing? Where do you find this? Taz uvdin the chol. Even when it's called a machteshes, the Gra writes. Yontif, only Rechayim, an actual grinder, is called Uvdu Dachol. But on Shabbos, even a Machteshes is called Uvdu Dachol, Rabosai. It's a distinction of the Chol between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif. That's Talacha. Okay, the more does we say about Uvdu Dachol, but I don't want to go into that Nakuda right now. Any questions? So far, so good. We said we're going to talk today about Ein Token Achat Token. That's why I wanted to get to it now before the time runs out. Let's talk a little bit about Token Achat Token. It's interesting, once we had before that safe, I want to show you one more thing. Watch this. We call a Yigro, you're asking Megreres, Megredes, or Beklim Yuchad de Tchina, who Eben Mekoros, in Yisur Ben Ator. Is it Yisur of Tochein, or is it Yisur only Vuvdu Dachol? Yigosh. Kor Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Brura Lamed Vav says it's Derechol. Hama'ayin Eit the Rivosh. Simon Shin Beis? I couldn't, what's he talking about? Is this a typo? It's Kuf Pei Dalad. How do you get from Kuf Pei Dalad to Shin Beis? Trying to think how what's handwriting, what could have been. My handwriting is pretty bad. Maybe I thought I'd look at another tshuva. Maybe it's another tshuva I don't know about. Maybe it's not that. Tlokos, I don't think so. Tlokos of Derechol, Rakhla Gabe Yomtiv, Hutere Sotrina. By Shabbos, it's Tochein Gomer, as the Shoah says. Chayav Chatas, Rivosh agrees. So I want to say, Rabbos, he misread the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura said, "Alam and Vav." We just read it together ourselves. What does it say? Belashnash was revising. Came and that kli miyuchad bekach arayz the derechol. Who are then the kli acham miyuchad bekach? And therefore, vim kain afilu lecho miyad osur. To explain why it's also miyad, that's why the Mishnah Brura said derechol. But for the achas man, it be tochein. That's what he says. I think he misread the Mishnah Brura. Nonetheless, Rabbosai, even if he may have misread the Mishnah Brura, it's only going to be tochen in the kli ha-miyuchad lekach, not just any kli. That's what I think, not just any kli, only kli ha-miyuchad lekach. Right? He says, on the other hand, I thought he said that even using a fork would be a problem. I don't think that's true, because a fork is not a kliyam yuchad lekach. I want to show you things that we, along the lines we saw about last week. What does it say over here, Abbas? It's an important nakuda. An important nakuda. Chituk dak dak. We started shir today, right? Dak dak. Lenochiyut bilvad. What is about who has written nochiyut?
Ease.
Yes, Shalom Shapiros for Yerucha Shleimim. Ain't no money in the Chemist Lechel of Prima Fayatzel, Dafka Dak Dak. Rak Shad Noach Lo Bechiduch of the Derech Eretz. Some people tell you, not to take a bite into some big thing. This is Emily Post. Is that a bite an apple in company? I'm going to ask you a question. Yes or no?
Depends on
how no, but the company wise, is Derech Eretz. I thought the answer was Mutter. Perhaps something, no. You have to slice the apple into small pieces and take it with a fork. I don't know what Rebbetzin and Emily says about this. Derech Eretz, Mutter lechotchen afaniach ha'ashen zayin ha'ashem tochen. Okay. Mogan Avraham, Prima Godin, Ain't tzorach lechotchen, but you saw that. Yerat the salat dak dak, posh it to be nedafk on the altar, hol v'yeshot tzorach lechotchen dak dak. And he writes, Yerucha Shulchan writes, Skeinim shebech reyach lechatchem lehem dak dak. Explaining like this. Yeah. The dafka, he's quoting from the Sefer Shulchan Aseh Shita. The dafka should always say, Tikun! I did chinos lach the lanir of Hashem, and stone shirol achila mamish below chiduch, and achiduch metakla shore achila kolim tzir mesek neses. Hain. The yerek dak dak le salat, vinos bichtocho botzalut stone vichadoyma. You can't make a salad out of big pieces of pepper. You have to make it very, very small. It's not considered to be a tikkun. It's very important. Very important. He's being made on the shayla. Okay. But now, finally, we only have not so much time to go, we tackle the ain tochen acha tochen issue. So Rabbosai, we saw two sources, ain tochen acha tochen. We saw just in the Ramot today, but in Rishonim, we saw it in two places. The Ran, take a look, let's see the two sources inside. It looks like the Chazar again. The Ran and Awadaf. It's Lamed Bezam and Aleph in the old Gemaras. Lamed Bezam and Aleph. And our Gemara and the new one. Page Tzadi. He quotes the Rajba. It's Omar Al-Pop. It's on the Makoros. The Rajba is Matali out there. Over say for mitzvah is the smag, he tira lefi shein tchina achatchina. That's the head of tchina achatchina, Rabbi say. Take a look in the Mordechai. It's exactly the same svar. Shin samachay, Rabbi say, in the Mordechai. Page chafal. It's a one-liner. Rabbi posit mutl lefar lechav achat shenitchan, kvar. Two places we saw it in the Ran, we saw it in the Mordechai. What about the Rajba, Rabosai? What about the Rajba? The Rajba said no. The Ran proves it. The Ran says the heter to grind up bread, the tuatera. The Rajba says it's lialter, and the Smag says. Ain't talking acha tochen. The fact that the Rajba left the smag's reason out indicates he doesn't hold from it. Holds it would be an isa tochen, and even though and there is talking acha tochen. So says the Rashba. Not only that, if you look at this sefer, Rabbi Osai, he claims that Rov Rishonim hold that way. Rabbi Meir Rishonim Cholkan of Cholzeh. Still, the Yesh Tchina Chatchina. Who? Rashba. He never mentioned that head when it comes to Lechem. And the Mishnah Melech says Chidushi Aran, name of the Ra'ah. Pas can be eaten raw, otherwise not. The Ritva, the Ramban, Tosfos Reed, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Shiboli Haleket. He says about Itur, Rivosh. What's the right from the Rivosh? From Gvina. What's with Gvina? Why is Gvina, Rabbo, say a problem of Tochen Achatochen? It says, look at Pri Begodim, Eish Lavam Yud Beis, Vina Hi Dovesh Eine Mechuba B'Tivo, Yisir Tochein. He's saying, Rabosai, that Ein Tochein Achar Tochein means not a second tchin after a first. Means separating a connection which is not an organic connection. That's the word. So Vina is also not an organic connection. The Mechaba left it out. Even though Beis Hezvi quotes it, implication is that's Aser. No, the Ramah quotes the Heter. And the Gra is an offer to Tosefta. Molalin es hamolul. And the Chenin l'chol malacha. Ein losh acha losh. Ein bishul acha bishul. Ein kosev acha kosev. That's the Kshinas HaGra. But the Rov Rishonim, he says. Here he says. He's loshing Rov Poskim somewhere. That's Rov Rishonim Zal. Oh. Chitri Rokos, Rov Rishonim say it's Mutter. We're Machmir. And over here, there's no Rov Rishonim. Obviously, he told Rov Rishonim doesn't hold from the cooler. That's what he claims over here in Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. All right, I don't know how far you can go with Rov, it's hard for me to count Rishonim. But the Gra is, says Beferish, that it's what? Ein molin esa molu. Of course, the question becomes, what will those who argue do with the Gra's Raya? Before she Gra. Tosef. Yeah. No, he says, don't bring many rights. Molin esa molu means totally different. The Meir, you saw that Tosefta was on the Meir Mechama, says Vav Yudal. The Meir Yadisha, she said, Isa Molin Melilos. The word Molin, we had the Gemara, Molin, it's a Disha issue, not a Tochen issue. And what's he saying? The Perish, Shekvanim Lulu, Mutul Molin Beklipa Hadaka Shagabi Apriho, Vinechalzim Apriz, Udisha, like Kilif Perish. The Chabe Klipa Chitzon, Klipa Pnimis Daka. That's what he says. That's what he says, Rabbi Osei. The Gross tries to correct. The Gross said, Mol, the Son Molim is Ein Trina Chatrina. He says, no, not at all. That's not what it means. It means it's an Easter of Dosh. And you, when your last little peel inside the peanut, the little flower, that's nothing. A whole new pshat, Rabbi Osei. A whole new pshat. A whole new pshat. Oh. However, Rabbi Osei, it's a compromise view. And the compromise view is saying that Ein Achinami, there is Ein Tochen Achatochen. But if the original Tchina is no longer extant, then it's Yesh Tochen, not Achatochen. The first Tochen disappeared. That's a judgment call. When did it disappear and when did it not? I'll give you an example. Ein Bishul Achabishul. So what will happen, it says in the Gemara, Hamavashal is hamatches. If you melt and thereby cook metal, so you're chayv. All metal was once melted. So that's when you get metal in the first place. So the Machronim say that once it's hardened, it's a regular piece of tough metal. So butla bishul arishim. I tell history. So Tumi is saying over here, Batl Tchina Harishon. So for example, cheese. Do we say in Tochen HaKatonu but cheese? We discussed it earlier. There never was a Tochen initially but cheese. But the Chazon Ish said that the definition of in Tochen HaKatonu, that's not Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. Doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. It means, Rabosai, that the Tchina, the first Tchina, disappeared? No, that doesn't mean that. It may have disappeared. What it means is it's only tchina for an organic connection, a natural connection, like tchina schita. So it means, where do you find such a principle? Take a look at to see the in the original sources, Rabosai. Lashon Prima Ganim has an interesting lashon. Let's see, a long discussion. Look what he says over here about Sai Balechem. Watch. I'm gonna find things over here. Whoa. Goes forever. Oh boy. The lashon of the Tochen HaTochen. He explains over here, doesn't mean like Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. He means the only time in the history of Tochein is if there's what's called, I can't find it out in the expressions here, it's a Chibur Echad B'Toladam. It's an organic connection. Guf Echad B'Toladam. That's what is somewhere in here, that expression. You see it? Should be on somewhere on the screen. I can't scan so fast. Show me somewhere in here. Okay, the question becomes, if that's the pshat, if that's the fact of pshat, the nearest gavina is ein mekubetz betolada. Right? Damele melach. In other words, you should say, ein tchina achatchina. Doesn't mean ein tchina achatchina. Ein tchina is not an organic connection. So the cheese is not an organic connection. So the question is, what happened? Why is there a problem? Look at his answer. This is a very important answer, Rabosai. Watch this. Oh. The Prima Gadim Chayes against Gvina. And Gvina ain't a Chibur Tivi. Gamein a Gufecha B'Talada. V'chol's also a Sur, the Prima Gadim asks his Kasha, we just saw it, Tzarachim. Lulei Divreya. Were it not for what they said, I would make the following. Masha ain't Tchina B'Pas Haina B'Shem B'Shem Nikeres B'Pas HaTchina HaRishona. You can look at a piece of bread, and you can say, what? Wheat is very hard, how does bread get so soft? Must be that somebody came along at one point in time and had a grinder and he ground the wheat into flour and the flour is still soft in the cake and the challah and the bread. Avshal pi afia miskashik tzas. Have a little bit of cookie. Mikol makom eino chozal lematzav harishon. Aval bedava kosher ma'od. Avshal nischav bidei bnei adam. For this batla tchina rishon hamishim tochein. Is over there, Melach Yom Agas, Rak Betchila, etc. That's the pshat. So Gvina, Rabosai, Gvina. Does it make a difference if it's bidei shamayim or bidei yod? No, gvina mishum tochen, gvina kasha miyod. A block of hard cheese. A block of hard cheese, that's already a solid, and the fact that there was originally separation when it was natural milk, etc., that is history. So now, we have to stop, but let me show you one more Rashi, and we'll need to finish this up tomorrow. Hopefully we'll start the Issa Lush, hope to be Numar Makomas. So much to tell Dov that I expect him. I hope he'll be here tomorrow morning at 9. I hope I'll be here at 9 also to be able to write up the new Ma'am Makomas. They're ready. Just I say it wasn't. I couldn't find him today. Look over here in Rashi. Take a look. Ayin Dalman Beis Sheva Chatos. End of the narrow lines. Tochein Harigovim Vishoch Gan Hadek Have Tochein. You take mud, and you grind it. That's considered to be a violation of tochen. It's based on the Gemara and based on Zayin and Beis. Vokovit Ksisha, talking about the basically mud, right? Rashi is over there, based on Zayin and Beis, that the mud sticks together, right? You can't do Kisi Adam over there unless you crush it. We'll see the Rashi. Tomorrow. If you remember, tomorrow we'll start with Rashi in Beit Adav Zayin. Almost done. Really almost done with Tochei. And then we'll start Lush B'Siyah Adishman. Okay. If you want to be previewed in the Ramah Komas, I have it here. Okay. Mitzvah, if everyone says. Sure.